It's going to be a little tough right now because after this crazy thing with Mr. Naaman, to get back into a little bit more of a serious mode because the apology stays all the time, everything goes by the Khatima, and the way we're going to finish off this Seder right now is going to make an impact on what our Seder is going to be in the future. I just want to close the circle right now with what Ramos started before. Leila Seder is called Leila Seder, and it's a kind of a weird name. Leila Seder kind of doesn't make any sense. Leila Pesach, Leila Korban, Leila Aviv, Leila Yetziat Mitzrayim. But why should it be called Leila Seder? Why from all kinds of names would be called Leila Seder? I thought about this one. You look at Joe's Malcolm right there at the back, and you're like, oh yeah. Does anybody actually sit here? There's a bunch, you know, by my makom all the time after Shabbos. There's a mess over there. You can't really see what's going on there. Books upon books. Who's sitting there? There's no seder. There's nothing is organized. And therefore, you think, you know what? Maybe I should put my seder here over. I should put my seder over here also. I should put my gemara here also because there's no. It's nobody's seat over here. But if you see like a very nice table, lots of books and bookends, and everything is put down together in a very nice seder, organized, everything's organized, then you realize that somebody was putting some time and effort to think, oh, I should put this over here and that over there. And when the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt, he had a plan. When we call this seder Leila Seder, we look at all these, the order of what we do in this world, we gotta realize that everything that happens to us, every single thing that happens to us throughout the history, is part of an order. We're looking for an order this night. An order, because when there's an order, there's someone to put these things together. And we're seeking for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I have to go and finish up with four simanim, tzafun barech alelun yotah, you know, we take tzafun, that's the best part for all the kids. They get, you know, they go and they search and they find and they ask, you know, they ask the father, hey, what are you going to give me for this piece of afikoman? And I usually hide like a third piece in my pocket and like, yeah, I don't need you because I have one. I just, you know, I had that trick. I just actually cut into three and I kept one to myself. And if they're smart enough and saying, no, Daddy, you didn't do it, you just, you know, trying to trick us. So I bring out the Shulchan Aruch, showing them, yeah, you don't really need the stuff that was stolen, because you can actually take every matzah, and I really don't need your stuff. You know what Shkoyer is saying, oh, so I'll give you a present. But when we go back to Tzafun, we have to understand, this Tzafun, this piece of matzah was cut much before when we did the Yachat. And what does this Tzafun stand for? It's a very, very deep concept in our lives. Rav Kook says the following concept. Everything we do in our lives, every single thing we do in our lives, it can be as a necessity. It's either because I'm hungry right now, so I want to have some children, I want to have a seder. I can have this drink because I'm thirsty. It's because I need it. I need it, I need to grow, I need to be healthy. Even good purposes, not just because I want to have that piece of steak. I just want to grow, I'm just hungry. I need that. That's one purpose of eating. But when we cut that matzah, we're trying to say, please God, we know that we can eat for our needs, for our necessities, for our growth, but we know that you didn't create that food only because we need, because we want to have this taste. There's something better, there's something more, there's something much higher in this food. There is a self-essence within the food itself, same as there is in every single creation that God has created. It's not just for our kishkas, it's not just for our parties, it's not just for our meals, it's because it's holy. It's because it's more than just making us have a full stomach at the end. And that's why the afikoman is being eaten at the end of the meal, when everything is done and we can't eat anymore, and yeah, I do makpid on 5 matzot and 5 kazaitim, and yes, Rav Benji, Rav Palmwasser is very, very lenient, because my kazait are maybe double or three times as Rav Benji's kazait. So when I get to the end of the Seder and I have to see this tough one, and for tough one I eat 2 kazait, I'm like, oh my God, I can't eat this. And when you get to understand, I'm eating this right now, not because I want to eat it. I don't eat it because I want, not because I need, but because Kodesh Baruch Hu told me. Because there's something special within this matzah. So I get to realize that who's the boss? Who's the Bala Seder over here? I thought I'm running the show. I thought I had the first, you know, the appetizers and the drinks and the main course and everything was amazing. And I realize I'm full and I'm satiated, and then I get the second half of matzah and I eat it just because. Just because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to do it. Not because I'm hungry, not because it's tasty, because God forbid matzah is usually not tasty, but because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me, and I'm going to eat it very fast and two kazayat. Two kinds of eatings. Eat for myself, eat for my pleasure, or eat because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me this wonderful thing in this world called food. That's the highest level of freedom that we can get on Leila Seder. Many things we do in our lives, eating, learning, working, we do it because we think about ourselves. That's the first matzah. That's the matzah of the meal. The second matzah, the matzah of tzafun, the hiddenness, tzafun, hidden, is not because we need it. It's because somewhere deep inside of us, hidden within us, we actually know that we don't really eat because of our needs. We eat it because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us to eat. When we get to that high level, when we get to that higher level of understanding that everything we do is not just for ourselves, but also for, not also, but for God, then we can make a bracha. The bracha, the same Birkat HaMazon we do every night, is totally different. It's such a unnecessary siman over here, Baruch. There's a bracha at every meal, but at the night of Leila Seder, the bracha is different. The bracha is for both things. We bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu for the taste, for the fact that we're 5, 6, 7, 8 kilos more, heavier than we were before. But even more than that, we bless the Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything that we have in this world, for the fact that these things exist in this world. If you ever thought about the root of the word bracha, or the gematria of bracha, you have a bet, which is a 2, you have a resh, which is a 200, you have a chaf, which is a 20, everything goes with 2, because when you really realize that within every single thing in this world, you can do it because of your ego, that's one side, but you can also see it from God's perspective, that He gave it to you to appreciate it, then you have 2. And then, only then, you can make the real full bracha, to be mevarach the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, it was a great steak, it was a great meal, that's on one hand, but on the other hand, God, forget about the food, forget about the taste, it's all about what you have given me. Tafun, and then make a bracha, barech. Hallel, the Gemara Masechet Shabbos says that a person who's saying Hallel every day is mevarach the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a cursing, it's like disrespecting Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person, every person says Baruch Hashem every day, and things become so regular to us, so normal to us. All those good things that happen in this world become so normal to us that our eyes are blind to see Hashem's goodness. So when a night like this comes, and we realize, oh my God, maybe the most important thing that we have in our lives, that we're Jewish and we're chosen and we got out of Egypt, that's a very unique night. That's the only night that we say Hallel, not during the day, but during the night. To thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to really realize that there is something special. Hallel is something you don't do every day. When you give a good word to a girl, to a person every day, he says, okay, fine, he's just polite, he's not really meaning to what he says. When you do it one time, and you do Hallel HaGadol, and you do it with greatness, and you put everything into it, then you really realize that everything is from Hashem. And just to conclude with one more thing, I will apologize for those of you who are not so much into Hebrew grammar, but Rav Kook has an amazing piece here. It's not Kabbalah, it's not Hasidus, it's a very simple concept in Hebrew, Nirta. If you go through this whole process, the whole Seder of Pesach, many times a person comes to morning shir. Why? Because I gave him a call. Why? Because Ramo told him that he's under the 20% and he has to show up, otherwise he's going to be called again and again. Many times people just do stuff because I text that person tefillin, or I Facebook that guy, what about that book that we spoke about. Many times we do things not just because we want to do it, not because they become like an instinct, not that they become a nature of ourselves, but we do it because of a habit. We do it because we're in yeshiva right now. But who knows? Who here can tell me that when we're going to leave yeshiva, we're going to stay the same as we are right now? Who can tell us that what we talk about right now, even myself, what I speak about right now, I'm actually going to live the next second? And Rav Kook says an amazing thing. There's a word, rotzeh, I want. I can want to do something right now, and I can, next minute, not do it. But when I'm nirtzah, the ratzon becomes part of me. It's nif'al, it's passive. I'm not rotzeh, I'm nirtzah. My ratzon changes. And I don't choose to do it anymore. It becomes part of myself. Yiratzon Yisnevinu Shebashamayim. That if we go through the order and we will go and do the Seder and we'll look for the person who puts all these, not person, for the God who puts everything in order, and we will do everything in order, these things are not going to be just tricks or games or shticks or vorts or a nice family thing. These things, this Seder is going to change our lives from being people who talk to become people who are, to be nirtzah, to make the Seder to be part of us, to make the Ratzon of Hashem to be part of us, not just yearn and ask Hashem for things, for good Ratzon, for good things, for good acts, but to be Hashem's Ratzon, and to be real of the Hashem, be'emet, ki en lecha ben chorin elad mi she'oseg b'Torah.
You're going to finish up with a few things.